Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Scrambling our way through a Monday morning with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Yeah, let's scram.
Live on your radio, live on the Z102.9 app. Where else we live right now? On your desktop.
Everywhere. We're everywhere.
Smart speaker.
Mm-hmm.
We even record, for those that don't know, first thing we do every morning on Instagram, give you a little update on what's happening on the show.
Yeah, we'll pop up in your Instagram stories. We're everywhere.
I was a little self-conscious on that filming this morning. There was a lot of the inside of you trying to get out.
Yeah.
My chest hair was front and center in camera.
I missed your chest hair.
Well, what? I'm glad you didn't notice. I couldn't take my eyes off of
it. Wait. How many buttons down were you?
Well, I was...
What was going on?
Was
did you not get fully
open?
Dressed?
No, I thought I was. I don't remember. So long ago now.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm pretty much buttoned up.
No, I mean, your shirt doesn't reveal...
This is
too
good.
Too much. No, this, not too much. Were you not buttoned? Okay, because you
this
have a
polo.
This guy
might have been open.
With one,
what
two,
do I have?
Three buttons.
Counting is button zero.
Yeah.
Three buttons. Do you think? I think this one might have been open when we were filming this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to go back to Instagram.
That's like my uncle's on a boat.
Hey.
Open.
Hey, kids.
If I wore gold chains, you would see all of them.
Happy Monday to you.
Who am I talking to?
Everybody.
Hey.
That chest hair is a gift to the world.
It is.
We talk about it a lot.
Not only does it keep me warm, it's for everybody to enjoy.
And now you can enjoy it too. Just check out our Instagram. Z102.9. You're going to love it.
And then go back through other ones. Just see how much.
Then you can compare the amount
keep
of
a
chest
scale
hair that's
going.
Shown.
Yeah, yeah, you can have some sort of chest to hair spectrum. 0 to 100.
Yeah. Today, 100.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes zero.
No fur, all fur. Either one. I don't care.
We're the all fur Morning Scramble.
Yeah. I'm all fur it.
I'm fur
it. Is that better?
No.
It's not like I have an important meeting today.
No, I think you just might have, maybe that button
I think
was
that bottom button,
undone.
I think I neglected to button it.
You can't have a buttonless polo. You can't not have any buttons buttoned.
You got to at least have the bottom button, right?
Yeah. Bottom
Unless
button.
Your thing is, and I've worked with some people who
chest hair?
Keep it open. Yeah.
Really?
Or even a button-down shirt and like two are open.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot.
That's just not you.
No, that should be nobody.
No.
California, maybe, right?
It could be somebody. It's not you.
If you could, it's not me.
It's not you.
I could pull it off.
Now I'm like, I'm trying to get you to do it. It was so easy. I could do it. Well, then do it. I had no idea it was going to be that easy.
Look. Yeah. No, this was my decision. This was not your decision.
I know.
That's mine.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I came to it naturally and conclusively. It's my decision.
No, yeah, you got there.
All right.
All right. Tomorrow, chest hair on the Morning Scramble.
How far
you
down
are you going
to go? Well, you're not saying.
This isn't my thing. This is your thing. As much as you're comfortable with.
All right.
Wait, as much as I'm comfortable with.
Nope.
No.
Not anymore. You turned a table and I turned it right back.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my, how the tables have turned twice.
Oh, the table keeps turning. What's going on?
I don't know, but it's covered in Eric's chest hair.
Just be careful what you wish for.
That's right.
And I thought this was just kind of interesting. Food and Wine magazine.
Yes.
Did a little, what does your drink order mean about you?
Okay.
If you order water, what does your waiter think about you?
Normie. Boring.
If you get tap water, you're down to earth.
I think so. Because why spring for fancy water?
Sparkly means you're up for adventure.
No. It means you have a weird palate.
I know. I was like, no, that's not. In America, that's not what it means.
Sparkling water is just, it's so rare anybody orders, especially in America.
Oh, yeah.
Sparkling water for
Nobody
the table.
In America
up for adventure? No.
No.
It means
no.
You have weird taste buds.
They only did 5 drink orders, by the way.
Okay.
What do you...
So is it like beer? Like, is it very... A cocktail,
no.
A beer, a wine, or like...
It's water, a Cosmopolitan.
Who's ordering those anymore?
Fans of Sex and the City.
No.
No.
It's gone.
Coffee?
Well, that's at the end of the meal.
It's more about how you take it.
Black, please.
Black. Yes. You're straightforward.
Yes.
Well, of course, because it's just coffee. This is terrible. This is terrible.
It's, so does it have like a certain wine if I order that or
no.
a Manhattan?
There's only five things that they...
This is a horrible poll.
Hot tea and Tito's and vodka. Hot tea means you're introspective, sincere, and you know how to take care of yourself.
I had a hot tea last night at a sports bar. I got... You want to know what they thought? Get out.
Get out, you weirdo.
What do you mean? Do we have hot water and tea? I guess. Let me look at the back.
I tried to get you a hot tea at a brewery, and they said no.
They giggled.
We don't have that.
No.
You don't have a stove and a kettle? Come on. Make this
it
man
It was an
a-
Iowa steakhouse. Why would they have hot tea?
Make this man a hot tea.
I appreciate you thinking of my voice.
Trying to take care of your voice,
but
Eric.
Where I was last night, they actually did have a little bit of hot tea, so that was good.
Look at you and your fancy orders. You're
Me.
Introspective, sincere, and you know how to take care of yourself.
You want to know what I think about the person who did that poll? They're just boring.
It's not
That's
enough.
A bad poll.
It's not a poll. It's just supposed to be like, what do servers think when you order these things? But you only have five different drinks. There are like a ton of...
And what magazine? Food and Wine?
Food and Wine.
None of them are wine.
And none of them are... Shame on you, Food and Wine. Shame on
you. Was that the one project of the summer intern? And they're like, yeah, we're never hiring that guy.
Oh, they only got five done. Oh, well. Publish it.
Publish it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, now that I've scared the entire room.
Thank you.
The beast that is dancing Eric Hansen's chest hair, I apologize. Of all the mornings, we decided to film a little bit live in the studio. Today's the day I'm wearing a looser shirt.
The day that your chest hair becomes exposed.
However, as I stand here, I believe the color palette of the shirt works well for my tone, my skin tone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
I would agree. Why?
Well.
Why? What are you planning? Not wearing a shirt?
No.
Okay.
I will always wear a shirt
okay.
to work. But Shannon, yesterday... had her colors done. And I think a lovely team building activity for the morning scramble should be to go have our colors done.
Oh, really?
However, the price point is not going to allow that to happen.
Oh, really?
It's pretty expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's over $100 per person.
Oh,
and
man.
There were three of them. They had the best time, though. Bottle of champagne.
Well, yeah, ought to.
Yeah. They sit down. It's amazing how to get you to neutral. So they put like a gray collar on you.
Yeah.
They also put a gray headband. So they really start with your face.
Just your face.
And then they work colors off of that.
Okay.
And then they add your hair to it. Cause the hair can change, right? But your eye color's not changing.
No.
Your complexion, your skin outside of makeup is pretty much the same. And then they have, 12 different potential colors you could be.
All right.
Our color sets. Shannon is a true autumn.
All right.
That's how she came in. Yeah.
I see these videos all the time of people getting their colors done and the lady's holding up a big swatch and she's like, this, 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 this. And then you're like, the video watcher is supposed to go, oh, yes, this is her color. I'm always wrong. Always.
That's because you're not the professional.
I'm not.
You pay a professional and then.
Oh, no, she tells you. Shouldn't I be able to see it? Because how do I then go out in the wild and find the right things?
Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
You leave there with, you ever gone and get paint samples
yeah.
at the paint store?
Swatches.
And you get the fan of all the colors?
Yeah.
You get one of those.
Well, what if your season isn't the color that people are making right now?
The colors are always out there.
They're
you just
out
have
there.
To go find them.
Okay.
You just have to find them. And it has nothing to do with the look of the clothing as far as like what's in style. It's the color.
The color.
You're going for color.
Okay.
Yes.
It's hard.
I would think it would be fun to get our colors done.
I think so.
I think Ben's a spring.
True spring?
Yeah. He seems to look good in neon.
Uh-huh.
And brighter pop colors.
I can see that.
Where I feel like you and I are more in the fall, personally speaking.
Okay. Perhaps we'd have to get my sister.
Yeah.
Because my sister has an app on her phone that does it for free. And mine said I was like a spring.
Well, that's because it's free.
A Bright Spring.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Bright Spring, I think? Yeah, Bright Spring.
Well, we could try the app if you want to.
It'd be...
What do you do? Take a picture of your face and then it just runs beep, boop, 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 beep. It spits out your color?
Yep.
Are you wearing the gray, though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's supposed to do a picture, so it like crunches in and just does your face.
Yeah. Like a jib jab?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
However, we will have to get my sister's phone because I don't know where she got the app, and I have tried to find it on my own and have had no success to find the exact
one. Share it with you.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you.
Or we can go get my sister's phone.
Let's do that. I like that better, but don't tell her. And we have to have a plan, and we have to steal it and put it back, and she'll never notice
it. She'll never know we even took it.
I'll pickpocket her.
Okay. I'll invite her over to my house. You'll be there. You pickpocket
her. Yes.
Okay, this got more involved.
It bends the decoy.
Yes, yes.
This is great.
Distract, distract, distract.
And then we'll quickly do our colors and put it back and no one will be the wiser.
She'll never know.
Great.
This is the best way to go about this.
God, once our brains are going, man.
I know.
Can't turn them off.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Prepare to be inspired because I thought you and I were the masters of
business.
But I saw business in action yesterday. The kids in the neighborhood decided to put together a lemonade stand.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely day. I'm like, it's a beautiful day. Get after it. Great. Mom down the street set it all up. So I was like, awesome.
HQ is down the street.
HQ. Okay. Down the street. But my daughter, Cora, was involved. So got to support local entrepreneurs, right?
So she was among the salespeople.
She was.
Okay.
She was. I had been baking, so I grabbed some treats.
Yes.
And took them down to the children.
For sale or just to keep them motivated to sell?
To keep them motivated.
Nice.
To keep them motivated. And I grabbed some change. I had gone through all my cash, but I was like, oh man, I'll go through the big change bucket and take some. I don't know what the business kids are going for nowadays. Is it 50 cents? Is it a dollar? Is it $2? I don't know.
What'd you grab?
I just grabbed a big thing.
Just a handful of change.
Handful of change. I think I had about $2 in change because I thought if it's a dollar, I can get a glass and I could bring one home to my other daughter, Audrey.
Lovely.
She'd love that. So I go down there and I was like, hey, business ladies, first of all, here's a treat. And they're like, oh, yeah, thank you, thank you. And then I was like, I have to ask about this fantastic lemonade. It's the talk of the neighborhood. How much is it? And the one girl goes, it's free. But then her older sister stops and says, how much do you have? Do you have money? I was like, yeah, I did. I brought some change.
Wait, they were selling it for free?
Yes.
Oh, no.
They were giving the lemonade away for free until I mentioned I have money.
Yes.
I was like, oh, well, I brought like $2. She's like, it's $2.
Perfect.
It's $2. So I gave her my change. I got a glass of lemonade.
One glass was $2?
Yes. And I gave them sweet treats and I gave them money. That's the best business. I mean, hello.
Let's open a restaurant and it's just called How Much Do You Have?
How much do you have?
And that's how much, and that's all that's on the menu for
prices.
You have
to be adorable. So.
And we need a tiny spokesperson.
Yeah,
a
little spokesperson who's like, I don't know, how much do you have?
But you fell for it.
Yeah, it worked.
And you gave them treats.
I gave them snackies and I gave them monies.
Those girls know business.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Big Powerball this weekend. Missouri and Texas both had a winner.
Oh.
So they're going to take $1.8 billion, nearly $1.8. Divide that by two.
And split it.
So that is $900 million each. Is that right?
That's plenty.
Then minus taxes.
Yeah, minus.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
My goodness.
Here are your winning numbers.
Okay.
11. 23. 44. 61.
That was the number.
And 62. The most drawn number in the last, how many years did they look at? Do you remember? 10 years is 61, and it was drawn this weekend.
Crazy.
Powerball came in at number 17. The prize is the second largest in U.S. lottery jackpot history. 41 consecutive drawings, 3 months, no winners. Until
wow.
You get to this one, $1.9 billion.
Woo.
I don't know if the University of Iowa campus police ever releases game day crime stats, but I have the stats from Saturday's Hawkeye Cyclone game in Ames.
What do you got?
This is just fodder. It's not that bad.
Not bad?
39 citations, 13 arrests. No arrests included anybody with a blood alcohol higher than 0.2.
That's good.
That's a win. 67 first aid calls and 5 ambulance rides. These numbers probably make a lot more sense if you compare them to other Iowa-Iowa State games.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing for a morning game.
Yeah.
When it wasn't too hot.
That helps.
These are probably low.
Yeah.
I also be very curious, what does game day mean? So for example, Iowa State wins, party moves into town.
Oh, true. Does that include
the
evening?
But when does campus police kind of stop policing, right?
Yeah. When is it no
longer
game related?
Does this basically go to like the lots have emptied? But I thought that was really interesting that those stats were released from Iowa-Iowa State. Let's wrap up the buzz. It's got us feeling all right. A happy 50th birthday to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cedar Rapids. And they're kicking it off with a challenge. It's 50 bigs in 50 days.
Ooh.
Here's where we're sitting right now. There are 215 kids plus waiting to be matched. They are on a list hoping today's the day they get a phone call that a big brother or big sister would be willing to do something with them. That is the wait list right now in Cedar Rapids and the surrounding area. So here's the goal. One kid a day. Let's just chip it away. So today, if they could get one person to sign up to be a big, ding, now we have 49. Let's do it again tomorrow. Ding, let's just go one kid a day for the next 50 days. Today's kicking it off.
Awesome.
That is the goal. By the way, I know it sounds daunting. One activity a month, that's all you have to commit to. One. And you could do it as a person. You could do it as a couple, which I don't think a lot of people know. You can also do it as a family.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, well, my work day, and then, like, if you already have family activities and you'd be willing to mentor somebody who desperately wants to be involved in some activities, this is so simple. So easy.
That's awesome.
50 bigs in 50 days. That is the goal. Kicks off today. BigCR.org. Go to the website. Sign up. Just a little one-on-one meeting. You can get all the information you need. They will match you. And then we could get this 215 chipped away day by day over the next 50 days.
Let's go.
Challenge starts today. Happy 50th to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Cedar Rapids in East Central Iowa. 50 Bigs in 50 Days Challenge starts today. BigCR.org.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Last night was the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards, and the whole ceremony kicked off with the saxophonic stylings of Kenny G.
So I was at a bar and restaurant, which it was football, and then it went straight to that.
Yeah.
And I just looked up, and they did kind of a Max Headroom 80s opener, and then I saw Kenny G. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is this going to be?
I know.
Is it going to be like a throwback night?
Well, it was a Doja Cat performance, but it very much had kind of like 80s nostalgia vibes.
I think they had a keytar at one point.
But the whole ceremony seemed kind of like a throwback. We had performances from Ricky Martin. He won the Latin Icon Award.
The Busta Rhymes performance. Did you watch any of that?
I did not see that.
Oh my God. Might be the fastest rapper still on the planet, by the way. It was great.
It
LL Cool J was the host.
Yeah.
It did have a little bit of like nostalgia vibes.
Well, it did. And they're honoring Mariah Carey with, I think, her first Moon Man. She did win her first Moon Man earlier in the night. She won Best R&B Video for her new song, Type Dangerous.
Oh, she did.
But she was also honored with the Video Vanguard Award, where she actually called out MTV during her acceptance speech saying, "What in the Sam Hill took you so long?"
Good for her.
Good for her.
I mean, exactly. Gaga was the first winner with, like, Artist of the Year.
Yeah, and she had a busy night. She explained, Artist of the Year, I was like, well, this is early for Artist of the Year. They had to move it up because Lady Gaga won, and she had a performance in Madison Square Garden about 18 minutes away.
Seriously?
They both started at 8 p.m., Eric.
She made both?
She made
good
both
on her
work. Yeah, she pre-recorded her live performance. She did do the Dance of the Dead. But that was a pre-recorded performance.
But
then
she
had to book it across town.
That's crazy.
And she took the stage at Madison Square Garden 9:30. So she made it all work, but that was a lot in one evening.
No kidding.
A lot. Okay, we have had a lot of high hopes for whatever was going on behind the scenes between Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson as they're out promoting The Naked Gun 2. And we were all excited about, you know, the interviews they're doing together, and he would use her chapstick and she would, you know, touch his arm. It looked very flirty.
Yes. Perhaps. He and his son went to one of her off Broadway plays.
Thank
in
you.
Massachusetts.
Yes. In beautiful Massachusetts. He made a trip to go see her and support her. And then we were told that perhaps it was all just a Hollywood PR move, a stunt to make us believe that they were in love to promote the movie, but there was no love there. Well, maybe there is real love after all. Somebody at a film festival in France over the weekend asked Pamela Anderson.
Finally, the French are brave enough to do something.
Just
and
ask.
That is confront Pamela Anderson.
Not a lot of things, but they will ask Pam,
yes.
Are you dating? She said, I do not and will never feed into PR stunts. That would be a death sentence. I am authentically driven. I'm superstitious when it comes to love. I'm not comfortable sharing any shred of my romantic life.
But that beginning sounds kind of like a yes. Does it not?
It sounds like a no, it's not a PR stunt, but it's not a yes, I'm dating Liam Neeson.
But it looks like you're dating.
Are you dating?
So oh, she man, would, that's confusing.
Wouldn't own up to any of that, and Liam Neeson has never confirmed that they're dating, so we'll just have to wait until he has to unleash a certain set of skills.
Maybe he's got a certain set of dating skills.
Maybe.
We don't know.
We don't know. It's still kind of a question mark for right now. Okay, if you have been living under a rock this weekend and haven't heard about Philly's Karen, I will break it down as best I can.
I was under a rock because I was all Iowa State.
Yes.
And then we had a bunch of different events going on this weekend, trying to catch up on sleep from our vacation. But I saw all of these memes start to show up.
Yeah.
And I just saw the words Philly's Karen. Then I investigated. And then I learned the story of Philly's Karen.
It's not a long video. Philly's Marlin game in Florida on Friday night. There is a home run hit and a scramble in the stands for people to come up with the ball. A guy came up with it. He went back to his seat. He handed it to his son, who was there celebrating his 10th birthday. Didn't have that context in the video.
Nope.
Seconds later, a woman in a Philly's jersey storms over demanding the ball, saying it was hers. And the guy ends up taking it out of his son's glove and just giving it to her, de-escalating the situation immediately. From his perspective, it went like this.
As soon as it cracked off the bat, it was starting to head our way a little bit. It fell and kind of bobbled between the two armrests. And I picked it up and I just walked away and held the ball up high and put it in Lincoln's glove. And then she showed up. As she reached for my arm, she just yelled in my ear, "That's my ball," like super loud. I jumped out of my skin. Then she's like, "Those are from our seats." And I said, "There was nobody in that seat." I pretty much just wanted her to go away and be dad and show him how to de-escalate a situation. So that's where I went.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was going to get it anyways.
We can't win.
Them's the breaks, kids.
She was going to get it anyways.
Sometimes you just got to do what the other people want.
It was terrible. He's like putting that ball in his glove and then taking it back out. It killed me. But we ended up having a really great night because of some good people. A Marlins employee came out, gave him a gift bag. And then after the game, he got to meet Harrison Bader, the guy who hit the home run. He gave him an autographed bat that is so nice.
You and I were on a podcast about rules. We never got into the topic of foul balls or home runs. But 100%, this Phillies Karen is way in the wrong.
Karen.
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 Yeah, that's Karen.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen.
That ball was mine.
No, it's not.
Just because
Phillies
it
Karen.
Lands in a seat that you paid for, but no one was sitting in.
Unless it is caught out of the air. It is free territory.
It is fair game.
First one to grab it gets it. Doesn't matter where it hits or lands.
That's the rule.
That's how it goes in baseball.
You don't come after somebody and say, "That's mine."
Especially when it goes into the mitt of a child. A 10-year-old kid?
Come on.
Well, I know she's getting a lot of hate.
Oh, yeah.
So karma comes quickly on events like this.
Yes, yes.
And Karen. Sadly to say, rightfully so.
Don't do that.
No!
Don't do that. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I'm already so caught up in everybody else's photos. I kind of forgot we haven't done ours
yet.
Hey.
We have to explain all of the things that we did this weekend. It's fun. We hang out with you Monday through Friday. But then Saturday, Sunday, what are cats like us doing on the weekend? And we are cats.
Meow.
It was the coolest way. You know what?
Meow.
It's the coolest way I could have phrased that, cats.
How was your meow weekend? Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Our weekend officially started by getting back at our neighbors. Let me take you back.
Rivalry?
A little revenge served cold. This past Tuesday, so a week past, we were driving home from the airport, and we pull into our driveway to be met with a front tree, our property, decorated in cyclone regalia.
Oh, my.
Our backyard, a flag had been propped up on the fence.
Oh, my.
For the one and only Cyclones. Of course, that was going into the Iowa State game. Clearly aware it's our neighbors, Barb and Pam. And clearly A-okay with it.
There was no question of who
it's
did
not
it.
Leo. And it's not Randy from across the street. This is Barb and Pam. No worries. It's fine. They got a little worried, though, because we didn't say anything about it. We didn't text them. We didn't talk about it.
Well, you said, like, we're going to be thinking about this, and we got to find the best.
She stopped by Thursday wondering why we hadn't done anything yet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we're thinking about it.
And part of your revenge was to make them stew about it.
Yes. And stew we made them do. So on Friday, mid-morning, we hired Card My Yard to go to their house and set up this huge Let's Go Hawks display in their front yard. They live on a corner lot, so you saw it no matter when and how.
Whichever street you're on.
Pam was outside when the installation was going on. Shannon was there to tape it. She loved every second of it. She's like, you guys got us. That's fair game.
Okay, she wasn't yelling at the people. Get off my lawn!
No, welcome to the neighborhood. Hawks versus Clones. So yes, Iowa State won that game. I'll give you that. But I think in the revenge from Dancing Eric Hansen to his neighbors, I think we get the W.
Got the W there.
I think we get the win on putting a very ostentatious black and gold sign
That's
in our neighbor's
awesome.
Front yard. So that stayed through mid-Saturday morning.
Oh, love that.
So that's my one-shot weekend photo.
That's pretty cool.
And you can see it right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
My photo is also black and gold and also features you.
Yes. Well, we hung out a little bit after the farmer's market.
We did.
Saturday.
Watched the game together at the Giving Crew's watch party in Kingston Yard, which was a gorgeous day for it. I just got a little touch of sun.
You did?
Just a touch.
Well, where you were sitting, I was a little more under shade. First of all, props all the way around. Big Grove, Pickle Palace, Kingston Yard have something very special going on.
It's a beautiful
You have this natural
triangle.
Setting.
Yeah.
You've got a big screen TV. They had DJ Lady J emceeing the event. Giving Crew is raising money because they give away so many free turkeys every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They've got to raise money. Big Grove was keeping the drinks flowing and the food was coming in. All of those other smaller businesses starting to open into the yard. There's a pizza place was running.
So cool.
It was a great event all the way around. And we were positioned right at that corner of Big Grove so we could see either the TVs in the bar or we had a straight shot to the TVs in the yard.
And I have to assume that they were affiliated with the Giving Crew, but these young men, young entrepreneurial men, were going around offering black and gold sunglasses or koozies to people. And it was a fundraiser.
Yes.
You could pay for them. And these little guys were the cutest thing ever. We all wanted sunglasses or koozies or whatever. We all gave them money. And they gave us our stuff. They had the cash that our table had given them. And they go, look how much money we got.
We have now learned in two stories in 2 hours, kids selling things is the way to go.
We got to get a
people,
kid. We got to get a kid.
Get a kid.
And start selling because people just want to give kids money.
They were so excited. Not only to take the money, but just the concept that they got to sell something to us.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And we were interested. Also, there was Boy Scout popcorn
yes!
being sold.
Yes, I was going to say, that young man, very smart, because the Boy Scout popcorn comes in Iowa or Iowa State tins.
Yes.
Perfect marketing strategy.
Weather was perfect. Everybody, it was also a good competitive game, so people stayed all the way to the end. Everybody was just cordial. And I honestly, I think it's going to be a great year for the Cyclones.
Yeah.
And it was good to hang out with all the colors at the Big Grove and Pickle Palace and also the yard with Giving Crew. So we've got my revenge photo and our kind of game watch photo.
With a very tall Shannon Hansen.
Shannon standing on half of a tree.
No, you can't see that in the photo, though, so she looks
super tall.
She got tall.
We still have to get to producer Ben, and then every single one of your photos, post them right now for One Shot Weekends on Z102.9 and the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Well, our conversations had kind of a black and gold theme for your photo and mine.
Very much so.
We got back at our Cyclone neighbors by posting we carted the yard with a big Hawkeye sign. That's how they went into the Iowa State game. Shannon, a bunch of our friends all at a game watch Iowa State on Saturday. Producer Ben, however, was this shot taken while the baseball or football game was going on?
This was in the evening time.
In the evening.
Okay,
so Saturday
after the
night.
Game.
I went to Pin Seekers and Tiffin.
First time?
Second time. But it was a nice way to spend the day outside. I didn't really have any other ideas.
That's a perfect way to do it.
Are you by yourself?
No, I was with a group of friends.
Okay, good.
Probably the worst one at golfing.
Oh, you
of
are.
Everyone?
Yeah. Or the worst friend in general.
Both. Both.
You can choose different games, right? Like either you're directionally trying to hit things or were you trying
go
to do
for
like
distance?
Longest ball?
Were you playing the Angry Birds game?
We did Angry Birds first. We did some fishing.
That's what you're not. Your husband and I did that too.
Okay.
It makes golf fun for everybody because all you have to do is just get that ball out there and you're going to score some points somehow.
If you can get far enough out and high enough that it even registers.
But, well, you're looking like it went far and high.
I hit a few pretty good.
You're pointing like it went really long.
Yeah.
Is it the ball that's right in front there?
There's a couple right
probably.
In front of you. Are these yours?
They just look like they fell off the tee.
Probably. Yeah, that one specifically was just a posed picture at the end.
Oh.
But I did hit some that went like 3/4 of the way, but it was very uncommon. Most of the times they just went like a few feet or
keep
like
your
off
head down.
To the side.
No, I can see there's a lot of balls that are just right there.
Somehow I almost managed to like hit myself in the teeth twice.
What?
With
the ball or the club?
With the ball.
You are not allowed to do this
what?
Anymore without
there was a moment when I saw this photo, I'm like, I think I might go out and hit some balls with Ben. Guess what I'm not going to ever do?
It's not safe.
I'm not going to go out and hit some balls with Ben.
Safe.
You never know where that ball's going to go.
No. Oh my goodness.
He almost knocked his teeth out. You are a bad golfer.
You got all your pearly whites this morning, though. You're good on your teeth?
Yes.
Big smile. Right. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
It's a beautiful, from a photo standpoint, with those clouds, and you can see all of the targets in front of you. It's a great shot at Pin Seekers.
It was perfect weather.
So thank you for sharing.
Gorgeous. I know.
Appreciate it.
Love the weather this past weekend. I mean, just a touch of that fall, which led to lots of fun activities, being out in nature.
I was going to start with that photo as well. Out in nature. Who is that from?
That was from
Sharon. It looks like a posed picture with a couple of dogs, but it also was a bit of bird exploration going on.
Yeah, they're looking for birds. It's migration season, so you're probably going to see some out there.
We've got people all over, outdoors and in. First softball tournament for her family. So, Kim, thanks for posting that photo. Do you notice at our farmer's market, we had a special appearance from a very young mermaid?
Yes, Ariel the mermaid was there, and there was lots of people who took some photos with Ariel.
Yes.
It was great to see all of the happy faces at the downtown farmer's market. Lots of people excited about breaking a world record coming up at the final farmer's market of the season.
Lauren, beautiful shot of a, I don't know if that's a some sort of daisy that's beautiful, enjoying her garden this weekend. I've got to tell you, we got Iowa State photos galore too, right?
Oh,
there are a couple threads. But I think you and I have come up with what I'm calling the Mount Rushmore of photos for this weekend. And
yeah.
I'm going to propose the following four.
Okay, what are yours?
Baby rats.
Yeah, that got me.
Baby rats, skydiving.
Very cool weekend.
Blacklight baseball.
Which I have never seen before or heard of.
And the photo of the fan hugging Sam Winchester of Supernatural.
Oh, Jerry Padalecki?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tammy, that's a pretty big deal. She drove all the way to Rosemont near Chicago.
Yes.
And got to meet him.
Do you think he's got a photo posted on his Facebook page that he got to meet Tammy?
Well, she says this has been years and finally mission accomplished. I have to assume it's probably the same for Jared Padalecki.
But you've got that. You've got the shot in air from Steve, who went skydiving for his birthday. That's an awesome perspective and photo. Krista, I got to learn more about blacklight baseball. She took her family to Indianapolis, and it looks unbelievable.
It's very cool. The whole stadium just lit in blacklight. I have to think that that would be a really hard way to play the game.
I'm sure that, you know, the ball's going to be day glow. So I think fielding would be a bit difficult.
Yeah,
I agree.
But it's just a party.
And then if you want to just, you know, end your morning with the picture of some, at least the one face of a rat and a tail. Ashton, thanks for sharing. We've got Beans the Rat coming in as a one-shot weekend.
I want to say so cute, but I'm just a little...
to this particular rat, or the fact that the family already has some and this is the newest addition to the rat family?
I don't know. Congratulations and welcome to the world, little Beans.
That's why we love One Shot Weekend. We never know what photos are going to be posted, right? I didn't see blacklight baseball coming.
Nope.
I didn't see skydive coming. I certainly did not see baby rat coming.
Surprise, surprise.
Check them all out right now. One Shot Weekends. Get up your photos still as well on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Here we go. Now we're ready.
Now we're time. Now we're time.
Now we're time.
Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm nervous. Are you nervous?
Why are you nervous?
It's a big announcement.
Yes, it is a bit of a big announcement. I did have a little trouble sleeping last night.
I bet.
Because it's going to be a busy week for Dancing Eric Hansen.
Very.
I've been thinking back on a lot of firsts across my broadcasting career.
Mm-hmm.
Acting career as well, right?
Yeah.
Very first time I was ever on the radio in Washington, Iowa. First time I officiated a wedding. First time I grabbed my saxophone and had to try out for the University of Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band. Right?
Got to be a lot of nerves
there. Big, momentous occasions. The first and only time I said, I do, when I got married.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy stuff. Well, another first is going to face me and five other people. I am one of the six finalists to be the announcer for the Hawkeye Marching Band. Friday is my interview. Friday afternoon is dress rehearsal.
You have to...
Wait, what?
And you're going to be during the actual game.
And I'm getting you into Saturday. I'm building this up.
I'm building you
up to this whole thing. What?
You are the voice of the game on Saturday.
And?
Hawkeye, UMass.
I will be the voice of the marching band on Saturday for the Iowa UMass game. Yes.
This is huge.
I get to say, get ready for the boom to 70,000 people. I get to read the words I wrote for the halftime show, which, by the way, that halftime show, I had to turn in last Friday.
Oh, did it get approved?
Don't know yet.
Ah!
I'm still waiting to hear.
Do you get notes back?
I don't know how it works. This is all foreign territory. I do not know what comes next. I have an itinerary. I know when my rehearsals are. I know where I need to be when. I know it's the gold game. I probably need to wear gold. I also know the kid captain for this Saturday's game. I feel like that's a stroke of good luck.
That is kind of cool.
But yeah, I was told about a month and a half ago, and I could not tell anybody. They have a very specific way they want to unveil all of the names, but I got the green light to announce today I am one of the six finalists to be the future full-time voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band. Full-time meaning for the games. I won't leave here.
Right. No.
Because the job's on Saturday.
Exactly.
So that's that.
That's huge.
Big stuff.
Lou Chris, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Forever. And then whoever is after that, that's a big deal. And your name is in the running.
And I drew the first straw. Woo. So I am the home game this Saturday night game, by the way. Kinnick. What's that weather forecast
this
look
is,
like?
This is a really big game. The gold game at night.
It's going to be a hot day.
It's going to be a hot day.
Saturday is sunny and 90. Fans are going to be tailgating. They're going to be, I'll just say they will be liquefied.
Yeah.
Shall I say? Hydrated. Yeah.
I know that you've got a gold outfit of some sort.
Yeah, I have to be, first of all, I'm not on camera, but I still have to stay true to the theme of the game, right, is the gold game.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know what happens next. I gave them a quote. I gave them photos from when I was in the band. And I also, what's your current job? So I have, a couple photos of us.
Headshots?
I've got, one of me playing keyboards. Because I was the keyboard player for the basketball band.
Oh.
Right? We got one of those. I have a shot from when I was in one of the bowl games in San Diego. So the social media team's going to run with it. So I was given the green light to talk about it today. The university will officially announce it probably tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay. So yes. You heard it here first, folks.
And my understanding is they will announce the next announcer going into each home game.
This is cool.
So it's kind of unveiling every
your competition.
Game.
Eric's competition.
I don't know who the competition is either. But yes, that is our major announcement. I am the first of six voices to try out to be the full-time voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band.
Good luck.
So if you are at the game Saturday, that'll be me. You will hear echoing within the stadium,
yes,
the parking lots.
The voice saying, here
and
comes
beyond.
The boom,
yes,
is Dancing Eric Hansen.
Speaking for the band, I'm Eric Hansen will be the last thing I will say coming up on Saturday night.
Whoa.
That's going to be a big day. It's going to be a long day. If my nerves explaining it now are any indication, I'm just going to be a ball of energy coming up on Saturday.
Yes, yeah. You will. Gosh, busy times.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wish me luck.
Luck.
One of six, a finalist to be the voice of the Hawkeye Marching Band. That is the big news right here on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.